North Dakota Winter Show 2025 coming up this Saturday in Valley City. Three great acts showing up on the Handy Hardware stage. One of those great acts joins me today to talk about the show. Big I3G Media and Winter Show welcome to Brian Lowry. Brian, thanks so much for being with us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Hey, how excited are you, buddy, and fired up to be playing the Winter Show this Saturday?
Man, I'm stoked. I've never done a show with Jared Neiman before, so that'll be a lot of fun. I love his songs. And short history lesson, I've actually done the Winter Show a handful of times many years ago, but this is my first time doing it as a solo act, which is going to be super awesome.
All right. Hey, I got to dig deep into the Brian Lowry background. How long has music been a part of your life, Brian? How long have you been playing?
Yeah, since I was 10 years old, I started playing drums. So, 1996.
Okay. So what is your instrument of choice now? What are you playing?
I sing and play guitar.
So, okay, influences. Who influenced you growing up?
It all started with drums. And when I started playing drums, bands like Third Eye Blind and the Goo Goo Dolls were huge. Like, their first records had just come out. And so early on, it was them. And then a lot of 90s country. My mom was playing on the radio in the car. So I grew up singing a lot of Tim McGraw and Alan Jackson and all that kind of stuff. And now it's guys like Stephen Wilson Jr., Charlie Worsham, and Kit Moore.
Man, I'll tell you what, that is quite a selection, pretty eclectic. Let's talk about your songwriting, Brian, and the songs. Do the songs come easy, or do some of them take a while, or is it kind of a mix?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix. Some songs I've written in a half an hour, and some have been over multiple sessions, you know, over the course of months. It just kind of depends on how it's flowing when we decide to write.
Okay, does it come from an emotional place usually?
Yes, a lot of times I'll write down like in my phone like a title or a line or something, or even just like a thought. It doesn't even have to be a line. And then I'll come back to it when I have dedicated time to write, and then I'll try to put a guitar lick to it or a progression to it. Sometimes it starts with the guitar part, and I'll record a little guitar part on my phone for like 20 or 30 seconds, and I'll come back to the guitar part and be like, oh, this fits with this line, or maybe it doesn't fit at all, and we start from scratch. But all of it comes from some sort of version of my life, you know, some event, especially my most recent stuff.
Ryan, let's talk a little bit about tempo, and you're going to kick it up on Saturday night. Any ballads? What are we talking as far as tempo?
I got all of it.
Okay.
Take you on a nice little roller coaster ride for a half an hour.
Fantastic. So tell me this, what does the big picture look like for you, Brian? What's up ahead for you musically, ideally?
Yeah, well, I do have a new EP coming out March 7th, which is a big deal. I recorded it live at RCA Studios, Studio A, if maybe you're familiar with that, like artists like Dolly Parton, Chet Atkins, Chris Stapleton, Sturgill Simpson, bands like that have recorded there. And so I was fortunate enough in December to go in there for a full day and record four songs, all acoustic with two acoustic guitars and a cellist, big harmonies, and put out my latest four songs, which is great. They're all about becoming a dad, losing my dad, becoming being with my wife and following her journey through pregnancy and being on the road and kind of everything that entails. So it's by far my most personal project and the biggest project I've put out, and it comes out March 7th.
Yeah, that is an emotional journey. Hey, listen, Brian, buddy, I can't wait to see you and see the show this Saturday night, as you're going to be the one kicking off our winter show concert. Brian, listen, you have a great show Saturday, and thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks.
Party in the Dirt, our winter show kickoff concert this Saturday on the Handy Hardware stage in Valley City. For tickets and information, go to our website, newsdakota.com, under the concert tab.